Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am the host of this show, and I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist. We are all about habit change from the inside out, particularly waking ourselves up from the inside out. If you are feeling stuck about a habit that doesn't serve you, or whether you call it a habit or not, any kind of behavior that you know isn't serving you, or if you care about someone else who seems to be stuck, this show is here for you. We are a 21st century model because there's a lot of stuff out there about change and motivation that maybe it was true 150 years ago, but it doesn't fit for everybody today. What is true is that all behaviors and all self-defeating habits have invisible layers. And a lot of what blocks change is at that invisible layer. So in this show, we focus on helping you make these hidden behaviors visible. And it can work no matter where you are in your healing process. Philosophically, we all know that life is about change, but it's just plain easier to embrace it when we've invited it in. When you've made a decision to change something, change a job or where you're living, or even make a change in some kind of behavior that you have been unhappy about, it's easier to feel good about that decision. But a lot of times, our actual experience isn't what we had wished for. The experience of the change process can be a little bit more challenging. So today, we're going to start a small series about the change process. But first, let's begin with our Habits into Health practice, because, you know, what I have learned in changing my own life and in supporting clients in changing theirs is that we learn more from our experience than from information. So what we try to do in our practice is to drop down in to experience. And it helps you to awaken to what's really going on. So what we're going to do today is something very simple, and it's just to be with the breath. We've done this exercise before. It's one of my favorites. And so I'm going to invite you just to start by breathing. Don't make any changes necessarily in the rhythm of your breathing or the frequency. You can just breathe. Just breathe what you would call normally. So as you breathe, just notice what's moving. You might notice your chest move, maybe your belly. Something change and move in your nose or inside your mouth. I'm kind of tracking myself right now as I breathe, so breathe along with me and notice what's moving. From the minute you take your first breath until the moment you take your last, there is movement in you. Even if you have parts of yourself that you can't move so easily, if at all. So just let yourself breathe and notice the movement. Now I like to take us in this exercise to places that we don't necessarily notice that are moving. So let's try that. Just breathe normally and let yourself put your attention on your back and notice as you breathe, notice your back moving. And maybe that could even spread. You might notice in your shoulders that there's some movement, quite possibly. And you may even have movement that's not directly tied to your breath. For instance, are your eyes moving as you breathe? Just feel the movement of your breath. Your breath doesn't just move forward. A lot of times the focus on breathing exercises is letting yourself breathe and feeling your chest and your belly, which is great. But the barrel of your chest, the barrel of your lungs, actually move in all directions. So as you breathe, feel your back move. Notice any upward movement that might be happening, or even downward movement down into your belly You might even be able to feel your arms moving at your sides, just moving with your breath. You're not burning a whole lot of calories here. You're just breathing. Now, if you can, let your attention go down to your butt, your pelvis. Notice if there's anything moving there. Check out your experience of your hands and your fingers. What do you notice moving there as you breathe? Then down into your legs. As you breathe, now actually, your breath literally does go into your legs, but not in the way that we think of breathing. It goes in through the oxygen that you've breathed in. So you can experience the movement in your legs as being in rhythm with and sync with your breath. So anything that you notice moving in your legs, up in your thighs or down into your calves or your shins, down to your ankles, even down into your toes. Because every moment that you breathe, like I said, from the first to the last, there's pulsation and movement in you. And just notice how it makes you feel to be attentive to your breath in this way. And maybe you can continue to breathe following your own pace and your own rhythm as we talk a little bit about today's topic. First, what I want to do is have a little station ID, just so we can remind ourselves that in this show, I pass along the skills that I learned for myself and that I've been passing on to my clients for many years. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health, a little show that I put together a couple of years ago that I host along with other programs in the Habits into Health family. And if you find that there's a lot of energy drain going on from habits and behaviors that are just keeping you stuck, then here are some ways that Habits into Health can support you. You can check out my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit? Or Does Your Habit Have You? And I include in there 5 warning signs that you're stuck and what you can do about it. Come on over to the website that I started called habitsintohealth.com and give me your name and email address, and I'll send you the ebook, and then I'll also keep in touch with you with updates and other support. Now, if you like this podcast and you want to get it regularly, head on over to iTunes, search for Habits into Health, and subscribe. You'll get each podcast in iTunes. You can also follow us on Facebook. I do post there as well. And if you want to go further, I am going to be offering a free introductory teleseminar at the end of May. And we'll talk about how you can deal with the energy drain and the barriers that are stopping you, and how to reduce the stress and the pressure that you feel about the changes you want to make. You can also consider, when you come to habitsintohealth.com, checking out the workshops and retreats that I do and private sessions. I don't just work in person, although certainly I do see people in person in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I also work by phone. There are certain things we can do working remote. So no matter where you are in the world, we can figure out a way to help you one-on-one if you'd like to do that. You can always let me know by email, which is to go to the contact page at habitsintohealth.com and then send me a message and we'll connect. Now let's talk about our topic. What is exact change? This is a great question, and it just so happens that it is the question that Spock asks Kirk in the movie The Voyage Home. This happens after they've been booted off a bus in 20th century San Francisco, because they don't have any change, that is. And of course, it's an inside joke, because they come from the 23rd century, where there is no money. It's one of my favorite moments in the film, and it foretells of a future in which people don't use cash to get around town. Well, these days, at least in San Francisco, we use a card. And in many cities around the globe, similar things kind of happen. In fact, there are some places where you just pop your mobile device, and that pays too for whatever it is you're going to do. And this is only 25 years after the movie was released. Actually, some things don't take centuries to change. But on the personal level, Spock has asked the ultimate question posed by everyone who is seeking self-improvement, and that includes you because you're listening in. And the question is, what is the exact change I can create for my own life? Well, we know that change is what life is all about, right? And of course, it's a little bit easier to embrace when we're in our yes, when we've asked for the changes that are showing up. What's more challenging are changes that tend to be those that are, well, unbidden. They come unwanted. They're forced on us from the outside. Many people hold the belief that if something happens to you, it's because you've created it. That would not be the Habits into Health perspective. We hold a different view, which is that the universe is way more complex and holds a bigger reality than your beliefs, most of which come out of Eastern philosophies. Many Eastern philosophies would be a smaller mind, the thinking mind. So what that means is that things do happen that you haven't asked for. And what counts is your attitude and how you deal with what life throws at you. Good news is, all is not lost when changes are throwing you for a loop. But if you're ready to make some adjustments in how you engage in your life, in your relationships, and in the habits that perplex you, in this episode, we're starting a series of suggestions that you can put into place as a daily practice. So this week's practice is to keep it simple. Aha! Today's exercise was about keeping it simple, wasn't it? I had a plan. One reason that people fail is trying to do too much. I was reading about science writer Jonah Lehrer, and he wrote a book called How We Decide. He was exploring the science of the brain, which a lot of us are very fascinated with right now. And what he discovered is that Spock isn't the only one who doesn't understand exact change. It turns out that the part of your brain that's in charge of willpower, which is a variation of belief, has so much on its mind that when you try to work on too many things, your overall goal can get bumped off the bus. What this means is that pressuring yourself to do it all or doing too much actually decreases your chance of getting where you want to go. What a bummer. My experience in working with clients is that you might not know where to begin. You know, you have a goal you want to reach, and it can be pretty overwhelming. So I have a suggestion for you, something that I do whenever I feel overwhelmed. Just start simply with what stage in your habit you tend to notice. I'm going to use eating sweets as a habit, just as an example. And I'm going to give you some ideas of different stages. These are just suggestions. You may notice some stages that I don't mention here. But just be attentive to what's most highlighted for you. Is it when you're planning to eat or to avoid eating sweets? Is it when you're walking in the direction toward them? You see that bowl of candy. You see that cookie. Or is it as you're reaching for something sweet? You're actually reaching for the candy, or the cookie, or the cake, the ice cream cone. Is what's highlighted when you're chowing down? You've already reached. You're already there. You're fully in it. Or maybe it's immediately after you've eaten something sweet. And you know what? For some people, it's an hour or two later. It may be whenever your blood sugar peaks and then plummets. And then I've known folks that don't even really start waking up to what they've done until the next day. This week, I encourage you to keep faith in yourself by keeping it simple. just by identifying the stage that stands out for you. When you realize that you're actively engaging in the behavior you want to change. A lot of the time, we don't wake up in the planning stage. A lot of the time, we wake up when we're already involved or after the fact. So let's just start there and keep it simple. It is time to sign off for now. I do want to say that if you have a habit and it's causing problems for you, or if someone you know and love has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It can help you clarify the situation that you're in. And you'll also find my other podcasts, articles, and other resources on the website. I always like to end by reminding you to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over your unhelpful habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.